This is Bird Note. In his book, Rare and Elusive Birds of North America, Connecticut naturalist and writer William Burt tells of the Sprague's pipit, also known as the Missouri skylark. Upward he goes, in bounding spirals 200, 300, 400, even 500 feet above the plain, it is supposed. Then he weaves about slowly, easily, as if swimming, and he sings. For 20, 30 minutes or more, sometimes an hour by some accounts, then suddenly plummets, like a falcon at terrific speed. Then in the nick of time before self-destructing, he scales away and glides, and gracefully alights. A pipit sings in clear and cloudy skies alike. One evening in the rumbling black sky before a storm, I heard one sing with unusual speed and energy, and he was still up there singing when I left, with rain underway. Another time, after a brief tornado had appeared and a hailstorm roared past, I heard one sing with the same exhilaration. The wind whipped cold. Loose wisps of cloud drew past. Sand flew, and a rainbow segment came and went. And during all this, a pipit was up there singing deliriously, as if it were occasion for a party. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.